Hunting for Ernest Hemingway in Kudu Heaven. I had been up more than an hour drinking coffee when Thorne came out of his tent to join me. "Coffee?" I said, pointing a hoof. "Wonderful," said Thorne, and took a cup. Thorne was a springbok, hardly half my size, but he was a good friend and a damn good hunter. "Ready for it?" said Thorne. "Maybe you'll have better luck today." "Maybe." We set out from camp toward the waterhole we'd watched for 3 days. We hadn't seen anything but a few dog teasers, but I didn't care. Crouching in the grass, the dust cool against my legs, the sky the same blank blue as a robin's egg, I was happy. It was good to be a kudu hunting in kudu heaven. There was nothing that morning. It was dry and still and very hot. The trees came close to the edge of the waterhole, shading it, and it was hard to see from where we sat downwind. We didn't see anything until a few minutes before sunset. It was nearly too dark to shoot already.
"There!" Thorne whispered. "By God, there!"
And Ernest Hemingway had come out of the high grasses, an old bull, heavy, powerful, wearing a pair of Bermuda shorts.
"Look at that bastard," Thorne said. "Isn't he magnificent?"
I lined the Hemingway up and the sights of my Winchester Special with its hoof-sized trigger. He crouched by the water, alert, confident. Heat rippled the air between us. Then he lifted his head and he reared. He'd seen my horns. He bolted for the trees. I shut away my excitement and tracked ahead of him with the Winchester. When I had the shot, I squeezed. Hemingway jumped at the edge of the trees and disappeared into them.
"Good shot! Marvelous!" said Thorne,
leaping out over the grass on all fours. I followed him at a trot.
"Do you think you killed him?"
"I don't know if I hit him."
"I'm sure you hit him."
"I don't think so." He was there when we reached the edge of the wood, collapsed in the brush. My shot had gone through his lung and heart. His massive head was turned to the side, staring at an anthill with glassy eyes. Thorne was delighted. The Hemingway looked fierce, even dead. He was mine, dead like that. But he'd been mine since I lined him up in my sights. If I'd let him live, he would have been mine and alive, still roaming. Maybe that's what hunters were bad at, letting things live.
"God, what a kill!" said Thorne. "Don't you admire these things?"
"No," I said.
"You don't?"
"No, not anymore."